Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegray-Wood called Franchise CRM, How Multi-Location Businesses Maintain Consistency and Control.
And if you're running any kind of multi-location operation, franchise or otherwise, this one's for you.
The core tension the article describes is one most franchise owners know well. Head office wants consistency. Same brand, same scripts, same standards. But local managers need flexibility to serve their market. A purpose-built franchise CRM is how you hold both at once.
And the article is pretty direct about why most businesses are struggling with it. Data sitting in silos, marketing being reinvented in every town, reviews going rogue at the local level, but hitting the whole brand.
That last one is worth pausing on. A negative review in one location isn't just a local problem. It affects the whole network's reputation.
So what does a franchise CRM actually need to deliver? Because the article gets specific.
Five things. An authoritative record for all customer data. Role-based controls, so corporate set standards while franchisees manage their own operations. AI and automation for conversations, bookings and follow-ups. Connections to other systems like POS and review sites. And it has to be fast to deploy and affordable across many locations.
That affordability point matters. Enterprise tools typically cost a fortune and take months to roll out.
The article says Anabu.ai goes live in weeks with pre-booked franchise templates and onboarding checklists. Internal staff handle day-to-day maintenance. No external consultants required.
Right. So let's get into the AI side because that's where it gets interesting. What are the bots actually doing?
Five types are named. Voice bots handle inbound calls and appointment scheduling. Conversation bots manage web chat and SMS. Sales bots follow up on leads and flag when a hot lead needs a human. Database reactivation bots go after dormant contacts, and reputation bots solicit reviews, manage distribution, and flag negative sentiment for escalation.
And critically, all of these are feeding back into the same CRM. So the bots are augmenting the team, handling volume so people can focus on the work that needs a human.
That's exactly it. Every bot interaction updates the central customer profile. The article describes it as a continuous loop. Bots surface signals, the CRM records results, and your teams can iterate on strategy with full visibility.
I keep thinking about home services, emergency calls, scheduling a technician. How does that play out?
The article uses that as a direct example. Sales bots route emergency requests and schedule technicians. Fitness chains use conversation bots to qualify leads for trial memberships and then automate re-engagement for lapsed members. Quick service restaurants have voice bots managing phone orders, while reputation bots monitor review sites for service or food quality spikes.
Same underlying pattern across all of them.
Centralized data, local execution, automated scale, measurable outcomes. That's the phrase the article comes back to.
And on the marketing side, how does head office run campaigns without cutting local teams out of what they know about their own market?
Corporate publishes campaign funnels that segment audiences, schedule messages, and route leads to local teams. Local teams then add geo-targeted offers within brand rules. There's also a community module inside the platform where franchisees share best practice funnels and playbooks directly with each other.
So the knowledge isn't just flowing downward from head office. Managers are actually learning from each other.
Which reduces reliance on consultants and shortens the learning curve for new sites. And on governance, because multi-location definitely means multi-risk, the article covers granular role-based access, audit trails, and customer consent managed centrally and enforced across every outlet.
So if a franchisee goes off-brand with messaging, there's a record and controls to prevent it in the first place.
Right. And the reporting, head office sees roll-up metrics for revenue, lead conversion, appointment rates, and customer lifetime value. Local managers drill into their own dashboards. And because the CRM is the single source of truth, you can test a new script or offer in a group of locations, measure the impact, and roll the winning version network-wide.
That's a real feedback loop, not just a dashboard. So what's the one thing someone listening should do this week?
Map where your customer data actually lives right now. If local managers are keeping their own spreadsheets or you've got separate logins with no roll-up view, that's the problem to solve first. You cannot automate or measure what you cannot see.
For me, it's the reporting section in the full article. Conversion rates by location, average response times, revenue per campaign, customer lifetime value. If you're trying to justify a CRM investment to a board or a franchisor, that's where the numbers are.
The full article is at anabu.ai, and if you want to see how this could work in your specific business, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
Worth doing.